This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil, and I've got two fellows in the studio that have never been here before, so it's about time. Stephen Eastridge, welcome. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Phil. Thank you for having me here this morning.
Absolutely. And Dane Anderson with the Covenant Church here in Bemidji. Dane, how are you? Good to see you.
Doing fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're on the staff there at the Covenant.
I am.
Have been for how long now?
Oh, you make me think this morning. It's too early.
Oh, yeah.
I think 2.5 years.
Okay.
We've been there 2.5 years now.
Lead worship and
Lead worship and more.
Yeah. Okay. And Stephen, you, well, it's so cool that Stephen is here because just a few days ago, you were the presenter at the Men's Full Gospel Prayer Breakfast. You gave your entire story. I mean, well, you summed up a few things. I'm sure you left a few things out, didn't you?
Well, of course.
But it was amazing to hear your story of your walk with Christ. And
and praise the Lord for that opportunity to just see where God leads us in our life and maybe just taking some of the situations that each one of us face in our life and give God the glory through those opportunities to really recognize God's faithfulness and his love towards each and every one of us.
Yeah. Amen. And you, well, the Covenant Church is a big part of your story, as a matter of fact. And it sounds like you've been there for, has it been 3 years for you at the Covenant?
It's been just a little bit over 3 years that we've been going to the Covenant. Yes.
Yeah. Pastor Todd, he's been there now a while as well. Was he there before you got there, Dane? Pastor Todd?
He was. He was.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Well, what this is all leading up to is on Good Friday or this Easter season.
Yeah, Maundy Thursday, too.
Yes, exactly. You guys are going to do this for 2 days, the reenactment of the Living Last Supper. And Dane, you play?
I'll be portraying Peter.
Oh, Peter. And how about you, Stephen?
I will be James the Lesser, James the Little.
Sure. Okay. And have either one of you done this before?
I have. I was a part of it 2 years ago, and it was a marvelous opportunity to share the gospel and the love of Christ.
At the Covenant Church.
Yep.
And you did it 2 nights then, and it was packed, wasn't it?
The place is packed.
Wow. Did you go to it, Stephen, 2 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. It was really neat. At that point I was a member of the audience, and just a very powerful message of what we know from God's word
Of
what happened that night.
Yeah. Yeah, in the upper room, you know, for sure. And Christ spending those last hours with his disciples before going to the cross. Did they have to talk you into doing this, or did you raise your hand, say, "Hey, I'm in, Stephen," or how did that go?
I was asked. I was asked to. A few of the members had moved on from our church or just a different place in the community, and so a few of us were asked to step in and play those roles. And what an honor to be able to serve God in that way, and just practice and try to do your best share with the community really what we've been working hard at.
Yeah. Dane, this is a script, right? I mean, you guys aren't taking liberties with it. This is an actual script that somebody wrote. I mean, what can you tell us about that?
I will say yes, it is an actual script.
Yeah.
We have been encouraged to make it our own, because the more personable you can make it within the character, the more it's going to come alive. And so, yes, it's a scripted presentation. There is a narrator that unites all of the pieces of it through the evening, and so it really brings it home when we all come to the table then for communion. And so you've seen the Last Supper enacted in front of you. You've heard the disciples, share their stories, their encounters with Jesus, and then when you come to the table at that point at the end of the service, it's all the more real and impactful. But it is a script, but we live into it. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Do each character have a fairly significant or similar role, would you say?
Yeah, they do. Each of the disciples will share a monologue. If you want to use a theater term, it's a monologue.
Yeah.
And are encouraged to live into it, bring their personality to it, and bring it alive. But it is set in that day.
Yeah.
Costumes, etc. The table looks like Da Vinci's painting.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys have a great stage there, of course, you know, up front at the Covenant Church. You got the beard going, Stephen. You're ready, huh? Got your costume ready?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got measured last week.
It's kind of a fun thing. I've grown my beard a few times for deer season, but generally after about week three or four, it's like I've had enough. It's been a couple months, so it's past that stage. So it's something new, something different.
The whole thing with Judas, and without giving it away, I'm assuming that's portrayed quite interestingly in this whole thing. Stephen, would you say?
Yeah, it's powerful. I would say this entire play is very impactful, and it touches a lot of lives. It really opens up about Judas and his doubts.
Yeah.
You know, of who God really is. And it's fun.
Every disciple, I'm sure, sort of like the Chosen. We were talking about the Chosen before we started to record. You know, you get to know these guys, you know, and you can kind of relate to them. You know, they're young men, obviously, in the Bible. It's not like they're 70 years old. These are young men that they just started to follow Christ and spent just a few short years with Very him. True. And wow, you know, to hear what they're going to share is going to be powerful.
It is.
You're inviting everyone to come.
Yeah, it's for the whole greater community.
Yes, yeah.
Bring a friend.
Yeah, well, and the thing about that, I know in the ad that we're going to run, bring someone who doesn't know Jesus as well. What would you say about that, Dane?
Oh, I think it's going to be a powerful night. The ad, it's in the ad as well. I think it'll challenge those that have walked with Jesus for a long time to take that next step and deepen their relationship with him.
Sure.
But if someone, if there's a skeptic out there, if there's a friend, if there's someone that doesn't know Jesus, it's going to portray his love for them in just such a unique and powerful way.
Yeah.
And I think it also will challenge those that are maybe on the edge, that are skeptics. They're going, oh, can I really believe this? And I'm not going to give it all away, but there's some moments at the end that when you hear the martyrdom of these disciples, because that will be shared.
Wow.
How each of the disciples went on to lay down their lives for Christ in very unique ways. I think that's one of the more powerful parts of the evening.
Yeah.
It's convicting. It challenges those that, like I said, have walked with Jesus for a long time to go, okay, where am I at in my commitment? Yeah. And for those that are on the edge or don't know, they'll have a pretty good grasp by the end of the evening of how loved they are by Jesus. So.
The Living Last Supper, and it is Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday, which is March 28th and 29th, 7 o'clock each night. It is absolutely free, right, Stephen? You know, just come.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Invite people to come. It's very powerful, like Dane shared, and just a great opportunity to dig deeper in what your relationship is with Jesus.
Yeah.
And for those around you to really share God's love.
Be great for kids to see this as well, wouldn't you say, you guys?
And I would say it's a safe way to do it, too. So it's going to be a safe atmosphere for kids of all ages. It's not going to be overly, it's not going to be over the top as we talk about it. Let's just put it that way.
Hour and a half long?
Maybe hour 15.
Okay.
With communion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so communion. There will be a chance, I guess, is easier to say, to participate in communion. So communion will be offered for the congregation, those that gather at the end of it, served by the disciples.
Oh, that sounds good, too. All right. Well, final thoughts, Stephen. I mean, just invite people need to come. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, just please invite your family, friends, loved ones, neighbors, someone who may just need to be picked up with their relationship with Jesus or someone who may not know the Lord. So please bring a friend. Let's fill this place up and see where God takes us through this process.
All right. And Dane, last word. There's not even an offering, I understand.
Nope.
There's just no offering. Sure.
We want you to come, and it's Holy Week. And what we're offering is a sacred space to spend time together with one another and most importantly, with Jesus.
Yeah.
As we unpacked that fateful night, but ultimately, as we prepare our hearts to celebrate Easter.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Thursday and Friday, March 28th and 29th at the Covenant Church here in Bemidji, 7 o'clock. I'm going to put Dana on the spot.
Sure.
Easter Sunday.
Yep.
Two services.
Two services, 9 o'clock and 10:45.
Ready to sing some worship.
Ready to sing some worship. That'll be good.
Yeah, he is risen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, guys. Stephen, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil, for the time. And may the Lord bless each one of you this week as we embrace the beautiful sunshine and just the opportunity to gather with others.
Yeah. Amen. Dane, good to see you.
Yeah.
This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.